Dante Robinson is excused for personal reasons. All right, so we look forward to the opportunity of and the challenge of playing the Cowboys. We know they're a heck of a football team, and we welcome them in here to Arrowhead and to our fans. And we're going to prepare just like we have in the past. We'll prepare aggressively this week and make sure we're ready to play against a good football team. Time's yours. Well, listen, I've been on the other end of that, and so I've experienced that part of it, and I'm excited to experience this part of it. I'd rather be on this end than the other end. I know how loud it can be, and I look forward to bringing an opponent in here so they can have that same experience, you know, with the fans that I had. I mean, it was very loud.
How's your familiarity with the Cowboys being in their division help or hurt preparation?
Well, I don't know. We've got to make sure we come out and we prepare. They kind of know the way that I do things, and I kind of know the way they do things, and we just get ourselves. It's important that we get ourselves right, and that's where your primary focus is. You make sure you study the opponent and know them. And then you get you right, and make sure we can come out and play our best football.
Their defensive coordinator is Monty Kiffin. How similar is what they do now compared to what he did in Tampa?
It is similar. Yeah, he's a great defensive mind. I mean, he's been doing it a long time, and he's very, very good at what he does. I think it's very similar to what he did when he was at Tampa, what he did at SC, and he's got a lot of wins under his belt, right? Defensive wins under his belt, so it's a great challenge for our offense.
Claiborne and Carr really good press corners. Did you see them do a lot of that in man coverage against the Giants?
Yeah, well, they do it man or zone. They're going to get up and challenge you. They did it. When Rob was there too, I mean, it was kind of the same. That part of it was the same. So they've got, in Claiborne's case, a year of experience under his belt, and then their kids got a little bit more. And so they're both good players.
You talk a lot about the pace and the tempo of your offense. Is it similar to what you did in Philadelphia? Are you faster now? Is that a reflection of what's going on in the league?
No, last few years in Philly, we were in and out fast, whether we were in the huddle or lining up. Last year we did a little bit more of the no huddle stuff, but it's similar, similar type pace.
Is that a reflection of everything going on in the league, and why do you think there are so many changes in the way offense is playing this league right now?
Well, tempo's this offense had always been a tempo offense, so you're in and out of the huddle fast, and then this offense use the no huddle quite a little bit over the years, and so the kids in college are used to doing this. I mean, that's where college football is right now. So they come in; it's even easier than it was before to be able to do it. They're so familiar with doing everything at the line and staying focused on the quarterback and the sideline and so on. So it's I think that part you don't have to teach them that part how to go through the mechanics of the no huddle.
Andy, how did you feel about Catapano as a situational rusher the other day?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. He's aggressive. Fundamentally, he's learning. He's getting better every day fundamentally. As well as he gives you great effort. He understands about playing a half of a man, and he's getting better at doing that and working his techniques. He's got a good coach, right? Tommy's been doing this a long time, so and he wants to get better, and that's how he's gone about his business, and so you can't say enough about that.
When you went into Philadelphia and took over that franchise, how much either privately or publicly did you use with your team the Cowboys as the standard of which we have to elevate our play to?
Well, listen, Jerry Jones is a great owner, and he's been doing it a long time. And he and Jimmy started that thing off, and they were there when I was at Green Bay. I think we played them 9 straight times down in Dallas, and I'm not sure we won one of those games. I mean, they were rolling. And so when I went to Philadelphia, they were still pretty good. I think everybody in the league was, you know, kind of looked at them as one of the top teams, and probably took a few things from them.
Are there teams in the league that generally you look at as standards and measure that you can say to your team, all right, if you can play nose to nose with them, you can play?
Yeah, well, I think you're so focused in on getting done what you're trying to get done when you're the coach. Now, you asked me about the organization, but when you're the coach, you want to just make sure that you get your team and yourself and the coaches each week to be able to put their best product out on Sunday. That you don't really compare team to team. I don't think you do that, and you're not going to prepare any different for any other team as you go through. I mean, that's not how you go about your business. You repair your tail off for everybody you have an opportunity to play. There's too much parity in this league, and if you slight one team, then another team, or, you know, you get into all that, wasting your time.
Are you pleased with the number of targets and catches Dwayne had on Sunday?
Well, listen, they obviously know who Dwayne is. They rolled the coverage to his side a few times. He was the target or the called target quite a few times. And you know what, Dwayne doesn't get into all that. I mean, he's very unselfish. He just wants to play. I mean, he was so excited after that game. He targets and all that stuff. I'm not sure he gets caught up in all that.
So.
Yeah, Tony's a heck of a player. Again, Tony's got a lot of wins under his belt being the quarterback when he's been the quarterback there. And so we're preparing for a quality player. I mean, he's a heck of a player. So, again, it's important that we get ourselves right, make sure we study him, and then go play.
And the Chiefs and the Cowboys don't play a lot, but when they did, it meant a lot to Lamar, didn't it? Clark mentioned that to you, the Preston Road trophy?
I know about that trophy. I do. Yeah. Clark's very competitive. I mean, it doesn't matter who we're playing, but I'm sure, you know, there's probably that little extra bit. I think he and Jerry are very close. And so they probably get after, needle each other, you know, when they have an opportunity to play each other. So, but I know about that trophy. I do. Yeah.
And you're just double-checking on Alan Bailey. He's back and ready to go.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. He actually came back with the team. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Azamo practiced today.
John will. Yeah, he'll practice. He went through the walkthrough and then he prayed.
Nico Johnson.
Nico's going to practice too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce didn't play because of the knee.
Yes. Yeah.
Where is he today?
We're going to see. He did the walkthrough, but we'll see how he feels. Yeah.
Cowboys cost 6 turnovers. Do you take note of that?
You know they do a heck of a job with that. I mean they. And that's one of the things that both Monty and Rod Marinelli, I mean, they both emphasize that. And so, you know, their team accomplished that this past week, something we're aware of. I mean, you can't help but miss that, right? So we got to make sure that we take care of the football.
Is there comfortability with this defense coach to take some pressure off the offense where you know that you can play the field position game, maybe on third and long situations that you put the defense back out there?
Well, listen, as an offensive coach, you never want to play that way. You know, John Wooden was great at the four corners and that stall. And all. You can't think that way. But that's a loaded question because, on the other hand, I'm glad our defense is as good as they are. I mean, you know, or did as well as they did the other day. So, and the challenge is always that next week. The challenge for the offense is you score as much as you can score. That's your challenge. You rest and kind of go that stall technique in this league, and the other team's going to catch up to you. And there's a percentage of times they're going to grab you and get you. So you better not go about it that way. That wasn't our objective the second half. That wasn't it. We got to do a better job. I've got to, and that starts with me. I've got to do a better job there, putting these guys in position where we can go make some plays in both the run game and the pass game. Yes, Justin was the AFC defensive player of the week. I mean, it's a tribute to him. He did a great job with that. The best thing, I mentioned this to the team, I thought the best thing that he did was he complimented his teammates. And, he gets it. He understands that it's, if you're going to have individual success, that the fellows around you have got to also be doing it. And he was very humble about that. So I'm proud of him for the day he had and really the day that the defense had too.